Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, July 25th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Hyper and its new Hypercube accessory for iPhone and iPad. Reliable supply chain analyst Ming-Chi Kuo is out today with a new report focused squarely on Apple's keyboards. Kuo lays out an updated timeline for when he believes Apple will begin using more reliable scissor switch keyboards in the MacBook line. According to the report, Apple's return to scissor switch keyboards will start this fall, with the rumored 16-inch MacBook Pro that Kuo continues to predict will debut. This is a shift from Kuo's earlier prediction that Apple would start the transition with a refreshed MacBook Air this fall, followed by changes to the MacBook Pro next year. This means that Apple's MacBook Air plus the 13 and 15-inch MacBook Pros will continue to rely on the butterfly keyboards through 2019. From there, each revision to the MacBook Air and MacBook Pro in 2020 will include a switch from the butterfly keyboards to the scissor switch keyboards. The return to scissor switch keyboards in the MacBook line is expected to bring improved performance as well as reliability and hopefully quieter typing overall. Meanwhile, Kuo also predicts that Apple's other keyboard, the iPad Smart Keyboard, will be adopted by more users over time thanks in part to iPadOS 13. Apple is introducing a number of changes to the iPad software this year that make it more competitive for customers replacing Windows laptops and older notebooks, and Kuo believes that suppliers of the Smart Keyboard will benefit. Kuo predicts that Smart Keyboard sales will reach 2 million units this year and double to 4 million units in 2020, followed by a jump to 7 million units in 2021. Apple's Smart Keyboard is currently compatible with the latest iPad Air and all iPad Pros. It's likely that Apple bringing the Smart Keyboard down market to the more affordable iPad Air has significantly helped its adoption, as well as those new features coming in iOS 13. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Hyper. Hypercube is a brand new product that automatically backs up your iOS device while simultaneously allowing you to charge. It's a tiny little device that connects between your USB charger and your iPhone or iPad. You simply plug in your standard charger into one side and your iPhone or iPad or other device into the other side, then insert either a USB drive or a micro SD card. It then automatically backs up all of your photos, videos, and contacts onto the storage with an app that lets you access everything. For a limited time, you can pre-order the Hypercube for only $29. That's around 40% off the retail price. Go to hypershop.com/9to5mac to learn more and to take advantage of that special offer. In other news, more details have emerged on yet another streaming TV service set to launch in 2020. NBC Universal has shared that its new streaming service will launch during April and will become the home of The Office, ending the show's long-running deal with Netflix at the end of 2020. That April 2020 launch date is right around the same time that Warner Media is aiming to release its new streaming offering, HBO Max. HBO Max will be the home to Friends, which is also leaving Netflix at the end of this year. Both of these services, however, will be arriving several months after Apple TV Plus and Disney Plus launch this fall. NBC Universal CEO Steve Burke says that a lot of the content for the company's new streaming service will come from outside the company and from its acquisition of UK-based telecommunications company Sky. Other details on NBC Universal's streaming service, such as price, remain unclear, but with both that service, HBO Max, Disney Plus, and Apple TV Plus all launching within the next year, it's clear things in the streaming space could be about to change. Rounding out today, Apple appears to be expecting roughly stable demand for the iPhone 11, iPhone 11 Max, and iPhone 11 R, which are all set to be announced later this year. Bloomberg reports that Apple suppliers have been instructed to manufacture parts for about 75 million phones through the end of 2019. That's approximately equal to Apple's iPhone XS, XR, and XS Max sales for the same period last year. Of course, most of this is based on research and analyst expectations. Apple itself doesn't detail production levels, nor does it report unit sales anymore. Nonetheless, if these supply chain estimates are to be believed, it seems that Apple is anticipating iPhone demand to be roughly equal in 2019 as it was in 2018. One important thing to note is that Apple is constantly adjusting production to match consumer response, either positively or negatively. This means that production levels could change as the rest of 2019 takes shape. Other things new on 9 to 5 Mac today include my full review of the Ecobee Smart Thermostat with Voice Control, which remains the best option for HomeKit users. Meanwhile, Michael Stieber has shared a fascinating look at how he was able to adapt his iPhone and Apple Watch usage to make it through a 3-day power outage. Read those stories at the links in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review in Apple Podcasts if you like what you hear. My thanks to Hyper for sponsoring today's episode. Read all of these stories and more on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter @ChanceHMiller, and be sure to check back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.